We can take an awful lot of positives from their attacking play in the second half. And, you know, we talked about their inside line. They contributed 113, I think, today in the final score. That's a massive contribution. But what's more enjoyable and what's more pleasing is, you know, listen, we know Murphy. We know he does it. He does it for Donegal every day he goes out. But we're now looking at someone like a young lad like Oisin Gallan, who stood up today and scored 4 points again for play after kicking 4 points from play last Sunday in Ballyshannon. Niall O'Donnell also contributed handsomely. Jamie Brennan, whilst, you know, he went through a little flurry, he got a couple of points in a row in the first half and got the goal in the second half. He did one of the quieter games, but he still contributed 1-2. And if you've your corner forwards coming in with them kind of contribution, you're always going to have a chance. So offensively, Donegal really did do a lot in the second half, played really well. That's not forgetting some of the defensive work that improved as the game went on. Hughie McFadden dropped back in the second half and controlled the fence very well. They looked less liable to be cut open in the second half. So Donegal can take a lot of positives from the game. Now, listen, there's going to be a few areas of concern defensively. We need to get a structure in place as we prepare for Ulster Championship and the big task coming up against Fermanagh and Enniskillen and whatever other tasks lie beyond that. But there's enough there, so there is to work with. The young fellas can take some great positives out of Oisin today. You know, the confidence that'll give them driving forward. And you're always better winning games. We said before the game it wasn't in the world if they didn't win, but it's always better to be winning games, and they can take real positive from that.